It is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Standing Rock Sioux, now fighting the oil pipeline, have spent more than 20 years trying to gain control of 19,000 acres of waterfront land that was taken through eminent domain during the Wahoo Dam construction, where they lost 56,000 acres of prime bottom land. Today, the federal government imposes a tax of 40% on states over $5.45 million, or $10.9 million, for married couples. 54 cities responding to a survey earlier this year by the Trust for Public Land, a conservation advocacy group, 14, including Dallas, Phoenix, and Detroit, reported that they were facing the loss of parkland. 18 said they had lost a total of 688 acres over the past 5 years. Trump is calling for the repeal of a decades-old section of the federal tax code known as the Johnson Amendment, named after former President Lyndon B. Johnson, who as a U.S. senator spearheaded the ban on political endorsements by tax-exempt organizations such as churches. Renter votes increased 49% between 1996 and 2012, while owner votes only increased 23%, according to an analysis of U.S. Census data. David Duke, the former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard and an open Nazi sympathizer, has caused frustration across Louisiana because he's gotten the most national attention, even though pollsters have given him virtually no chance of winning. Ton of publicity, an ounce of support. Dustin Moskovich and his wife pledged $20 million to help Trump, to help Democrats beat Trump and the Republicans this cycle. The approach described as green light governing is one that Pittsburgh and the state of Pennsylvania have nurtured over the last few years. This time it means letting Uber start testing self-driving cars in Pittsburgh with no public awareness or preparation. The FAA has announced that Samsung 7 phones may not be turned on or plugged in airplanes in the U.S. for danger of explosion. Walmart has pulled all so-called 100% Egyptian cotton sheets produced by the textile giant Wellspun India off the shelves because of inability to verify the truth of the claim and is donating what it has and offering refunds. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.